nigga. Like, a dude can just have a decent job and he ain't
welcome to the Background Noise Podcast.
No nigga, you just gonna stay at home and do nothing. So, then you got, then, like you said, you probably gonna want a nigga, like, say, looks, that, and now you also want a man that's going to be coming into a relationship knowing that he's going to do all of the cooking. So, right there, you have narrowed your range of bachelors.
Oh, it's already been narrowed.
Yeah, right? I know.
So what I'm saying, and so now you're adding a factor on that isn't common in men. Where a man wants to do all the cooking all the time, that is not a common trait.
You would be surprised.
Wait. I'm not saying, but see, y'all keep taking my words and saying that there are no men that want to do
that either.
I'm just saying it's getting narrow, and because I know I got a whole bunch of boys that are chefs and shit for real. And
now in that case,
they're like I will cook.
My boy JR is a chef.
Yeah,
he gets mad because he come home to no food after work.
Right.
The nigga is stepping out.
Let me tell you something.
But I'm telling you. When they come to full sex and peace, I'm telling you, you're not going to find a man that you're not going to make happy.
What's up on that?
I'm sorry.
Wait, what was your point?
I'm telling you.
No, I'm just saying that, like I said, I'm not saying that there are none. I'm just saying, you're every time, because like even saying what to do, like for me, it's certain things I want out of a woman that I would date, seriously, that I would consider a long-term relationship with.
Date and fuck, those
are easy. Those are like super easy things. It's like, do I find you attractive? Am I not annoyed? I can fuck you and I can possibly date you. But then once you start getting deeper, I start looking into deeper layers. Okay, did she have a job? Like,
wait, that ain't
what benefits?
No, but here's the thing. I feel like the list of things that men, is she calling me?
Mm-hmm.
The Nine. List of things on everybody's list, like for you, is like, how can this woman service me? Can she cook for me? Is she gonna fuck me? Is she gonna leave me alone? But you don't care
but
about
no, if
any
you
of
look,
other
if you look up statistics, I even showed you one.
No, I was
just
asking, like, are there any other factors that matter?
Money and sex was a top two. Me and you both.
She talking about for you specifically.
I'm saying, is there
for me?
Anything else that matters?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, I love a girl with sense of humor
because
I'm goofy.
I
love a girl
that's
intelligent. I love a girl that has goals.
Okay, that's my point. But I feel like when that list, like for women, I feel like the list we make is like inherently different. Like
it's of servitude. Like they are
it's like,
in order
how
to.
How can this woman serve me?
Yeah,
and which makes me feel like trash. I'm not even gonna lie. It's I'm not here to serve.
Like
you.
An equal.
I'm here to be in a
but if you are, but if you do serve him, he's going to take you to the top.
But it's not that
you
just
want
to
serve.
I don't
want to
feel like you
expect
I'm supposed to be your server.
Servant.
Okay, yeah, I'm not supposed to be a servant.
But
like,
this is my question.
It's different if you like, okay, we're a partnership together.
Exactly why this couple's not
going
to go to the top.
But listen, but what she's saying is essentially this. And this is what I personally
y'all fuck
believe.
With Kevin Grace?
People, hold on. I don't really.
I bet you know.
I got a question.
I got
a question for
y'all.
Yeah.
I bet you fuck with him.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of somebody else.
You fuck with him,
Kevin Grace.
You fuck with Kevin Grace, don't you? I bet you do.
Who's Kevin Grace?
He's hella pro-black. You know, if you see his picture.
You know Garrett Grace?
Mm-mm-mm.
If I should
all right, I got a question.
Go ahead, If I should
so for you, would the trade-off be if you had a dude that said, you know what, I think that I'm the looks, I got the job. And I'm willing to cook all day, but I'm not going to do any yard work. If your tire go flat, I'm not coming to change your tire. I'm not doing any of that.
You can pay somebody to do yard work because I ain't doing that shit either.
I like it.
But the thing is,
you can pay somebody to cook.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say, no, you don't cook, can't fuck with you.
No,
I'm not saying that.
Of course you won't, but imagine if he never did it over and over and over and over.
The way to my heart. It's in my stomach. If you cannot feed me, if you don't know all the best restaurants, you don't know all my favorite foods, you don't ever fucking cook, you don't make
then that's
sure
what
I
you
eat,
don't want then.
We don't need to talk.
Exactly. If that's what you don't want, okay, then so go for it.
Isn't that the same thing with guys too? So why wouldn't your friend who is just in a relationship because he's a chef,
then
he explain that to the girl he's yeah. with that I need you to cook on the weekends and on the nights?
Well, then that's different though.
But that's, no, not all the time. When they got together, was that a mutual understanding? Look, so I'm going to need you to cook too. This is what I'm expecting.
Yeah, because you know how relationships start when both parties are doing things they normally do to try to impress one, and then you see it slowly go away.
But see,
it's one of those situations.
But see, that's not a conversation that's implied.
But it happens. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I show up as my Derek Grace. Kevin.
You thinking you combine Derek Grace and Kevin Samuels together?
What this nigga is? This nigga blackness is so fucking dope. And bro, when I say unapologetic, no, this nigga is, bro. This
oh, the dude with the
he's
guns.
He's raising this dope. No. That's a Rambo. Black Rambo.
No, that is. No,
he got
him.
Guns too.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, but you, I bet you think of Black Rambo.
No. I know exactly
Black
who you're talking about.
Black Rambo's better than him with guns, bro.
No, but I know exactly who
Black Rambo's under
place because he used to have like the multiple girlfriends. Now he got the one wife. They grow on the farm. They do the trick.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But
the way
I was thinking, Derrick Grace too. That's why, because that's his.
I think I said
Derrick Grace too. Yeah.
Yeah, I say Kevin.
He got a security company. Yeah, he got a gun store in Florida.
But Black Rambo, speaking of Black Rambo, he's under him, though, which is hella dope.
Yeah,
his family is so fucking powerful, dog. Nigga, crazy. And the way, and I get it. Like I said, y'all don't want to treat him like I'm blah, 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 but I'm telling you.
Wait, explain that, though. You don't want to treat him like
I don't know. The way he was like, you don't want him to expect that you serve him.
No, I don't.
Basically, his girl serves the fucking him. But he makes sure that they are at the top.
But see,
his daughters are beasts. He got five girls. His girls, beasts, bro.
But see, then, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. Like, you, I don't know what.
I'm just saying it's powerful. I'm just saying it's powerful.
But look, wait. I don't know what you know about him. And I don't know what information he gives about himself. But the way you view his relationship, I feel like, is only from an outsider's perspective. Because you're saying that he.
I'm just saying their power. I said their power.
But do you understand the dynamic or the conversation that they had because they defined their.
I don't. No, I don't.
Her a servant to him.
I don't. But if you ever watch their videos, you will see. Yes.
But see, the thing is. But that's what she's saying is for, like, especially with Derek Grace. There was a conversation had with that woman for her to choose
to understand.
Because up to a couple of years ago, he had like multiple girlfriends. He had a little harem.
A problem.
For real.
And a problem that like, we, that, that a lot of her. Us people in relationships have is we not expressing. This is what I want out of a relationship, and this is what you want out of a relationship, and nobody's talking about that.
But the problem is this.
I will clean all fucking day. I don't care if I don't have to clean. But everybody else, like, no, a woman got to cook. I mean, there are a lot of men that want that, but I wouldn't put that as all. But
like, so basically, what you say is hella true about communication. It's true. But it's hella different when it's like, all right, we have this communication, boom, 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 we're here, and then we're slowly straying away from that. And you talk about it, and it's like, all right, almost there, and you straying away from that. At that point, now you're deep in, and it's going away, and it's like, all right, what you do? It's kind of like a perfect example. We all heard this before. Like, once you get married, or once you move in, all it gets boring, blah, 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 the girl she's gonna stop doing all this X, Y, Z. We heard that before.
But why is it always the girl stops doing something? Is it,
if the man stopped it, like, she says to the man, I don't know.
I just feel like
I never heard it that way. Yeah,
I mean, but
as a man, we're going to hear things from other men from a man's perspective. And like, as a woman, you're going to hear things from women.
Exactly. So,
yeah, it's like, it takes conversations like this in order for you to understand male perspectives on things.
Yeah.
And it takes the same conversation for us to understand it from a female perspective.
I think some women getting hung up on the word serve or servant. She feels like he's presenting the woman as the servant. He's describing her as a servant, and her role is servitude to the man. But really, the whole relationship is about serving. And serving should be
each other.
Yes.
Yeah, the relationship.
But he's only talking about what the woman is bringing.
But that's what the man brings.
But that was the point. We weren't talking about what the man was bringing at that time. We was only talking about what the woman brings to the table if that's what the man wants. But I feel like it's the whole relationship is about serving each other. You have to be able to serve each other.
You're serving somebody's
need. So he made sure, so at the same time, like how Charlie was saying, the same way his wife, quote unquote, serves him, he serves her. She has.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
it is.
She serves
him.
It's they serve each other.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm missing the part about what is he doing for her then? It can't
right.
be you also
it's
have
like
to consider
it,
not how
it.
Can this woman
I think it's just
both sides.
That's just that was just the part. Well, that was the part that we were focusing on at the time, but I also think we have to consider the fact that he was talking about, well, a man is not going to marry you if you're not doing these things. And
he's not.
Quite frankly, we shouldn't be out here asking a man to marry us. It's ultimately up to the man to offer or ask, propose to us.
But am I supposed to sit back and have to wait for you to decide?
But my thing is this. Yeah. But my thing is this. My thing is this. Do you ever sit back and wonder why black women are the least to get married?
Because
I'm just saying you don't ever think about it. Like I don't like you don't even say I want to get married. So let me see what do this.
So Charlie, all right. So
why should I change me so that somebody?
So if you want to, so let me. If I want to get married, I'm not saying change you.
Sometimes
I will see. I will look like. All right. What do I like?
So this is how. So the whole thing about black women not getting married, that honestly started fucking COINTELPRO? Like cracking the fucking 70s, removing black men from neighborhoods, creating a home.
That's totally different.
Exactly. Right. That shit had a long lasting effect.
Yes. No, but black men not get married, that ain't nothing but the government. The government makes it so that the black man get out the home.
Right.
So the woman can get all this extra benefits.
He had to be out of the home and they can't be married.
That's a government decision. But I'm saying marriage, black men, they are choosing to not get married.
Yeah,
but
I get what you're saying.
At this point,
I'm not talking about the man forced kicked out of the house. Girls,
I know, but the thing is,
your question is multifaceted. It goes very deep.
It goes deeper than just that.
So I think you need to bring it back to surface level because we can go all the way back
to slavery,
racism, and how it destroyed the black family. However, I know that's not what you're talking about. I think what you're saying is what's the benefits
of a man to get married.
But I feel like
watch this. Every rich person I know one rich person that got married because he was broke before. Now it's my brother, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my sister. He was broke, got drafted, and they got in there. Every rich man I know that was not married like that, every rich man I know that straight up told me, do not get married unless you're broke. It's not a rich man's game. It's like a woman, they legit tell you, like, there's nothing she's going to benefit to bring to you. You can get everything from her. From everybody else, from another girl.
Bill Gates made his wife one of the richest women on the planet.
Yeah, but that nigga ugly. It that's different.
It don't matter what
now you're adding caveats.
Yeah,
you added a caveat.
But wait, in the same way,
all I'm saying is every rich man I know, I met personally. That's why I say every rich man I met.
But you jumped on top of the topic. You asked why black women weren't married. You didn't say nothing about rich men.
Because you said that's a different thing. So I went a different direction.
Oh, okay, so you're changing.
So, like I say, so him.
So basically every man I met in real life straight up told me, do not get married unless you're broke. It's
first
not
of all, yeah, I can see that because what's the point in getting married if you don't need the legal ramifications for whatever?
Because if
you're
rich
and
get married, she takes a lot.
Right, you can still get everything you want without a legal certification. You don't have. You can set everything up the way you want without being married. It's just the paper.
Exactly. That's why I don't believe it. That's why I don't get married.
But it's
not
just the paper.
But it's not just the paper.
It's not just the paper.
But basically,
this is why. This is why you
a woman can say she benefits.
Wait. No. There's more to marriage than that. The reason why I say this. So think about you two together, right? If you go into a coma tomorrow and you get into a car accident, guess what? Your family is the only person that can do anything about her.
But he can
She has no say.
He can change.
Because the only way he could do that is he put in paperwork.
Yeah, because right now I'm protecting my sister.
But if he does it tomorrow and he never had that conversation with his family, but he told Selena, he said, hey, if I die tomorrow, I want to be cremated. But if he never told his family that,
and
they say, no, he needs to be buried here, and this is what we want to do for him. Well, she knows him best. Why? Because she's been with him for however many years. His family, they knew him growing up, but as the man he's become, she knows him best.
Yeah.
She knows what he wants.
I agree.
But she won't have no say.
He can set that up today and it'll be perfectly fine. Now,
but
that's the thing.
Not,
she's saying if he doesn't.
That's
the
thing.
But my whole point is, considering what you're saying and the multitude of reasons for people to get married, all of those things can be accomplished without a marriage license.
I agree.
All of those things can be accomplished. All he has to do is write a living will and testament. He can set up a trust. He can set up a trust and put all of his assets in it and only name her as the beneficiary. He can do all of that shit without a marriage license. He can name her his power of attorney. She can be in charge of all his medical. He can be his conservator. She can be everything.
But his family could still fight it.
No, they cannot. If he legally gets these things in writing, you have to go by what he says. All he has to do is tell you or somebody, hey, contact this lawyer. All that stuff is done in the process. Yeah, all he
but
has
who
to do
does
is
that?
Make sure you
but
know
who
that.
Who does that in reality?
People
who does
do
that
it.
In
if
their relationship?
If you're rich and want to protect your assets,
not rich.
Get married,
I'm talking about the average American, regular working, lower
saying,
class
people.
They don't.
So that's why marriage is important because
they don't know that they can,
right, they don't
and
know
they
can
assume
that
the only way to do some of this stuff is to.
But
do.
Even if that's why marriage
you don't
is important,
even gotta,
hold on, wait. But even if that's marriage why important, what about the entertainment in this marriage?
Is this
like what?
Mean, the marriage?
Yeah, because like you said, you would never cook for him. Like I'm a chef, you said you would never cook for him. No, like.
But I didn't say.
Wait, it's cooking. No, she did. She did.
Cooking is entertainment.
You said you're a chef. I'm not cooking for you.
Cooking is entertainment.
That's not what I said. What I said.
You
leave back. I said you're a chef. And you said you love to cook. That's what you
want
to do.
Yeah, and I and said, but what if I want you to cook me something? You said no.
But if you don't want me to, if that's what I
really want, no, I do want you to.
You got to play to each other's strengths.
You got
to
tell her.
Yeah, but earlier I said that, and she said no.
Yeah,
wait.
But
she leaned back and laughed.
Wait, the guy isn't you. The guy is a guy who wants.
No, I was speaking as me and her.
Okay, right, but listen,
but she's talking about.
People who want to cook, but when I asked her, I said,
but you wouldn't cook for me, and she said,
no,
no.
Because listen, that's what our role was in our relationship.
Yeah,
if
so
I don't cook, then why would I start cooking now? My best friend.
That's
you. But look, my best friend.
Well, you can't, so you
but,
can't get
but,
back another
but then, as a, but then, the same, exactly,
you're,
the same.
Only
in that
about
same.
How you feel about
no,
the
in that same token.
No, what I'm saying is,
she can't be mad if he says, "I'm not going to commit to you."
But
she
wait,
really,
wait, no, no,
but,
no, 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 no. Wait, no,
yeah.
No. This is different. This is different. So wait, first of all,
he can say that.
Say,
he can say that.
Wait,
if that's what he feels, he should say that.
Wait, let me just get to my point. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't agree with Akilah's perspective. I'm not going to say I'm not going to cook. I will cook, but 9 times out of 10, that person is going to do the majority of
better
the
job.
No, but if I say at the beginning of the relationship, I'm not cooking.
Right.
We together, and
don't
I told you,
to do that
don't
well, that's different
you.
If you said
but
it at the very beginning. Like, I
but that's
I don't
what
cook,
I was saying.
Cook.
When you said you a chef and you cook, I want you to cook.
Yeah, but I never
said,
but I never said
you
she said she's
gonna
never going to cook.
No, I ain't going
to
cook.
Yeah, but I never gave what she did. I just said, if I'm a chef, I love to cook.
But what you said is that
but I didn't say, hey, don't cook for me.
There is not a man on the planet that exists who will marry a woman who's not a cook.
Know.
You did say
we
that.
Shouldn't use the, we shouldn't use definitive statements.
But that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't, say definitive say that because you don't
know
all the men.
I don't know one.
But you don't know all the men.
No, no.
But that's
but exactly. He knows his five, but that doesn't speak for everybody.
That does not speak for everybody.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. That's what I'm just saying.
But you were saying.
I don't know nothing.
So take it off.
Before we take it off cooking.
How's that entertainment?
You can say you can call 5 dudes right now and that's true for them.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
So for the other billion dudes on the planet, there probably exists a man. Wait a minute. There probably, you don't, but there probably exists a man who would rather do the cooking in the relationship.
Probably is.
And would
good
marry a woman.
Them.
And would
good
marry, thing. Oh, plenty of women have found them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I said good luck. I didn't say they did. I said good luck.
But what you're implying is that.
That there are no men that do that.
And there are.
There's
there
next to none. Good luck.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like,
I don't know. You know why?
I didn't say there's not. I said good luck.
It's not that
as if your journey is to find them. Good luck.
No, but look, if this man goes.
Gosh, I didn't say there's not.
If this man is a chef by training, like, he just cook at Outback.
Good luck finding him is what I'm saying.
If the man work at Outback, Applebee's, whatever the case, he's a cook. Right?
Yeah.
You call yourself a chef if you want. But I mean somebody who is truly by trade, education, everything. Like, this is a real chef. Private chef, personal chef.
Yep, my boy
the
JR.
Love of my life is cooking, right?
For it.
Why, if this is what you want to do, you love to do, this is your life dream, why would I be like, you know what? I'm a cook. If I don't like to cook and you're cooking,
oh, it's really gonna be
romantic
then. Because it's gonna be nasty and then we gonna laugh and fuck.
Okay, chill.
See, that would happen with a hoe.
Oh my god.
Real talk. That would happen with a hoe. That wouldn't happen with your girl because your girl is gonna try to do girlfriend things, which is like not really what you want.
Go ahead. So, if we agree in the beginning
that
that's his thing and I'm not really going to do it, it's not my thing, I suck at it, he may not care and be like, I don't eat your food, stay out the kitchen, right? But if that's not the case, if I'm just like, you do it the majority of the time because that's your thing, you got to consider the fact that this is what he loves to do. It's not just like he go to work and build apps all day and then come home and I'm like, babe, can you build me an app? It's not the same thing.
It's not.
If you cook all day at Outback, of course you don't want to fucking come home and cook. You just fucking working a job. You know, that's not your passion. Yes, it's just a job. So, yes, you want to come home.
Okay, all right. That was long. Come on. That was long. All right, now picture this. I'm about to be dead ass. Real talk. Let's say me and you
in a relationship.
Let's say this was our relationship. Real talk. I come in the house. I say that, boom, let me get something to eat, I'll make cook me something to eat, boom, boom. And you hit me with that, no, I'm not doing it because you know
how to do
this. Alright, but let's say if you did, let's say if you was like, I'm not going to do that because I don't cook.
Now what
good.
If she can't cook?
But that's what I said, when I said, remember I said that'd be better, but she said no, she wouldn't do it.
If I can't cook, so if I
say that, you say you will cook me something, right?
Yes, I
will. Okay, then, so there's no argument there.
But the thing is, I'm not doing the majority of the cooking, and if you're the person who loves to cook, I'm gonna stay out of your way. When we were together, that's good. But like I said, my big thing was
when I asked for me because I didn't want to, and you said you would. Boom, I'm good with that. So there's no argument there.
He never asked me to cook.
But look, peep though. That's what's going. I told you. See, you just missed fun. You could just have fun with it. So that's why I told you. The shit gonna be disgusting. Y'all gonna laugh. Boom, boom, boom. Right. That sex gonna be hella amazing.
Okay.
I mean,
now,
as a man, why we in this conversation?
I can cook,
but I don't, you know, like I can cook, but I'm not a great cook.
But you do it.
But I'll do it.
Okay, that's cool.
But
that
if the person can't cook and you're a chef,
If I can't fucking cook, I'm not gonna let you.
We're together.
So would you?
Then bring some home.
We're gonna buy out.
If I wanted some fast food, that's cool.
The important is that you're nurtured, that you're taken care of.
Yes.
Make sure I'm good. Order the food. Make sure I'm good. I'm gonna make sure you're good. Exactly.
Make sure I'm good, and I'm gonna make sure you're good.
Yeah, that's
see, you are presenting it as I need a slave.
Yeah, that's kind of how you were presenting it.
That's not what you meant.
But how you presented your argument was, I want a slave.
Yeah.
Do you know how? Let me say one thing. Wait, hold up. But saying it differently. No, before
saying,
you go back to point.
You good and I'm good. If we're good together, that's a whole different thing.
All right, but watch this. Wait.
Bitch, if you don't cook, I'm leaving.
Watch this, though. Hold on. It's my turn. Let me finish because you're going to think I'm being funny. Imagine how fun and dope that relationship would be if we both treat each other like slaves sometimes. That's sexual. I'm not even talking sexual. Because I don't know, as black people, I don't know how to play as a slave.
Wait a second, if both of y'all, so if you say if we're both slaves, we're then you're on the same level. So you're both normal.
So then like. How can we be like, I'm black. I'm not ever playing the slave.
I tell her what the fuck to do and she fucking do it.
It's gonna go down.
Sometimes
she tell you. I'm trying to understand where the communication was broken because
it's not.
Like if I tell my girl, go do the fucking dishes and make me dinner. And then she go, okay. And then she tell me, go cut the fucking grass and take out the trash.
But that's where you stopped it at, because that's where you stopped it at, because that relationship is boring. Trust me. In my head, my bitch, like, all right, I'm gonna do it naked then, nigga.
See, that's why I said that is completely different. That's why I said hoes are fun.
He said you talking sexually, he said no, that's sexual.
So you can change.
But it is.
You're
it
talking
don't matter.
Sexual.
But that's why I said hoes are fun.
That's why I said.
But it's fun.
Did you hear what he said?
Kinky,
no, stop. Don't do that. Don't give him no caveats, nigga. This nigga was talking about fucking. That's exactly what he's implying.
Look, I said, fuck.
Do that shit. Yeah, I'm gonna do that shit, but I'm gonna do that shit naked. Yeah, let's do that shit naked.
But I didn't say fuck it. I'm not about to cook naked.
Fucking hot ass grease. Have you ever cooked bacon with your shirt off? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
If we fuck, we fuck. But I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay. I don't even want to ask that, but how many times do you get around the chick that you are, that you do have a sexual relationship with, and y'all just naked for no fucking reason?
Because you love our bodies, bro.
If you're me naked, chances are we will.
If I'm pulling my shit out, we fucking.
Whether you're naked or not, it's beautiful, bro.
Trust
you don't have to.
Look, now, what you're saying is you want to be a nigga.
You're wild about
this. No, I don't. I'm just saying,
you want to go to the shower?
See, no, because it's kids, bro. That's hell not cool.
Look, why?
But I'm not scared of the body.
But I'm not saying walk around and do outside. I got a beater on and some flip flops. All I'm saying is hoes are fun.
As a lady, you can accept it or not, bro, ain't no nigga gonna tell you you ain't have fun with the bitch. You either have fun with that bitch, you're gonna be like, your nigga gonna have fun with that bitch to the point y'all gonna hate each other. I'll tell you, hoes are fucking fun. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm just answering questions girls be asking. Why do we always go to these halls that's ugly that can't do better? Because that ugly bitch sucked the shit out of my dick 5 times back to back.
I'm just being real.
You want to know from what perspective?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, crack his muffin.
I have never been a hoe. I've never had you not know. Be a hoe.
You
never.
What?
Not for your dude.
That ain't blow my mind. I know that. Y'all went to church school.
This is what I'm saying. I've never been a hoe, but the issues you're talking about, I've never ever had.
So what classifies a female as a hoe? Let's
sleeping
go.
Around.
That's better. Yeah. But that's not even a hoe to me.
Look, as I said before, I know y'all are using this little definition. I'm talking about
necessarily. I mean, okay, it's for your definition.
I'm talking about for me. A hoe for me.
Alright, so what is a hoe definition for you? What about
you?
Bro, you want a nigga? I said a computer. Fuck, nigga, don't play with me, cuz.
Say what?
Nigga. Was that legit, even English? Leave me alone.
What?
She know my past. I legit got tested because I was legit scared I would die ass, bro. My list is over 50, cuz. Don't play with me, dog.
No.
When I say hoes are fun, nigga. I'm at work chilling, I get a text.
I'm talking to Kanye.
I love the fact that you nutted my mouth. My husband don't ever do that. Can I swallow you another work? I'm like, look, I go on lunch break like 10 minutes, boom, boom, boom. Meet over the bitch, I'm saying, she sucked me, boom, boom, boom. Nigga, I'm up there, drop her off, do it again, boom, boom, boom. Call me, you won't come back tonight? I'm like, oh, man, I don't, look, low-key don't want to spend the night, whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know, look, I got to go back, I'm doing overtime, come back, park lot, woo, 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 something up. Nigga, like 4 or 5 times a day, husband be in the house, bro, but I'm telling you, bro, this shit,
when I'm telling you about, bro, girls,
my nigga Mark, you met Mario.
It's just the thrill.
Hold on, wait. You met Mario. You met Justin. Them niggas are more hoes than me. Exactly. And my, like, if my shit sound mini, my shit sound smaller than you, imagine life their fucking life.
Okay,
when I'm telling you, bro, when I went to college and legit experienced hoes, bro, stop.
What makes a female hoe?
You didn't answer my question.
I wouldn't answer that question for you because if you don't know, that's your life.
I said for you. What is your definition? Only you. For you, what is your definition of a hoe? Because
you keep using this word, so I need to know what.
I thought we agreed that a hoe is somebody who sleeps around with a lot of people.
It is, but like I said before, you're using, no. What I'm saying is, I get what she's right. I get you're using the technical definition. What I'm saying, okay, to clear up what I said, you know what I meant. I was stating a hoe for me.
Right, which is...
Okay. The fact no. that you're posting to it a lot of people.
But wait.
Okay, if that's the case, then I mean freak. There, you feel better?
Yes, that's
I still
right.
got the same fucking argument.
Is
no,
she
but
a freak? Two different things.
Is she, no, yes, it's two different things.
Not all hoes are freaks and not all freaks are hoes.
Okay, but is she a freak for me? Is she a freak for me?
That's all that... That could be your wife. Your wife could be the biggest freak in the world.
Exactly, and that's good. That's what I said.
But that's not
her. That negates your point.
You know what I meant. Okay, if anybody said a hoe...
We did not. We did not. That's why we asked for clarification.
Hoes are fun. Hoes are freaks. That's why dudes...
No, they are not. Yes, not they all
are. Oh, yes, they are. You can't tell me.
No, no, no.
Not
you just wait a minute. Wait, 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 wait.
Not all hoes are freaks.
I feel bad if you mess up.
Charlie,
you got to take 20 men and lay on your back and do nothing the entire time.
Yo, Charlie, yo, I tell you that is the truth. Not all hoes are freaks. Like, I literally... Yo, like, I literally... You talk about 50. I literally am... I'm probably low triple digits. So I've been around the block a few times. I literally had a fucking... I literally had a bitch I was busting down. I busted down. My homeboy busted down. I busted down. And she would not... And she would never put a dick in her mouth.
Hey, that ain't shit.
So don't tell me, Charlie. So you... Oh, you... I guess you fucked more than me then. If you got 50 and I'm like 50, then I'm like over 100.
Wait, you had 50?
No. You fucked 50?
I got hit.
What is we talking about?
Oh, no. I'm talking about fucking... No, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about. I was true.
Look, I don't need. This is my dick measuring contest right now.
This is my past life. I already got tested. This is my past life.
We don't need a dick measuring contest. I just I'm just saying.
I know from experience.
Hey, we're about to.
I just wanted to know what your definition of a hoe is. What you're saying is two different things. A hoe and a freak are two different things.
I'm looking for
very
a freak.
Much so.
There.
Now, yeah.
Now
that
makes sense.
There you go.
Feel better. Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, not even
that makes sense
man,
for your
let me say
argument.
That. Man, not my bad because
it makes your argument make sense.
Now. Okay, but y'all making it about me again. I like I said, man.
You're the one talking.
You're the one trying to.
No, because I forgot because y'all can ask me about hoes. Men looking for freak.
So here's the thing. Please don't speak for all men because you don't know all.
Yeah, you can't say that. All men.
You
are the
bottom.
I know.
Speak for all men here.
Yeah.
I don't know their sex. I'm not talking about that. I don't know them.
Yeah,
I hang
so
around.
Right. When you say men, you include them.
Yeah,
men, I know. I said men, I know.
You know them.
No, I don't know them niggas. I hang around them. I don't know them.
You don't speak for
no,
you.
No, I don't know shit about these niggas. I don't know their mama and daddy name.
You also don't
know I don't know them.
So then stop speaking.
That's why I'm not. I said men. I know. I said men, I know. Men, I know.
He's telling my mom.
So back to what Mary said. Back to what Mary said. If a man was dating about narrowing.
Oh, that's just like,
about,
that's cool.
Okay, I'm going back to what he said. So about narrowing down or, you know, limiting my options. I'm not saying I'm not going to ever cook. I want the man who's going to be like, I got it. I'll cook. That's the one for me. I'm not going to do it.
That's good.
Dude, you're not going to cook 7 days a week? This ain't going to work. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. All you got to say is, I enjoy cooking. Cool. I can work with that. Because if you want to do it.
Like I said, it's just whenever people start using definitive statements, that kind of...
Yeah,
that shatters
there.
There
are some definitive statements.
Yeah, there can be. Yeah.
You can't say I don't cook and I can't cook. Because then I mean, I got to do all the cooking and that's not going to be a happy life.
Exactly. But
so
long
I'm not
as,
doing that.
So long as whoever you're dating with lays that out, then at that point you have a choice of whether or not you're going to deal with them. If you meet a dude and he meets all your other criteria, but he says, yo, I can't cook for shit. And I hate cooking. Then you're going
to
be like, you know what?
To,
that's not, yeah, that's not good
have,
for me.
No, he's going to have to have enough money to pay for a chef.
I'm not paying. I'm used to, and he says, I'm used to my girl cooking.
Well, then we're not going to be a good man.
Exactly.
That's not going to work.
Exactly. So,
all right,
as long as
I will say this, though.
That's a good
if you enter a relationship like that, like, all right, look, I ain't cooking, but all right, cool. I ain't doing this. I'm not going to have that relationship about to fucking be boring. But if you go all into it, let's say, like, with me, and Selena went into it, or like me and whatever went into it, it was just like, it was nice to see, like, oh shit, you do that as a girl for me, and I'm a man, most girls are for men. I appreciate that. It make the man want to do more, because even though men like to act all tough and shit, bro, mm-hmm. men do love to be cuddled and shit too. So
like
when
to
it comes back
too.
Our way, the
Everybody
man is going
to
make sure, like,
too.
All right, I'm going to do shit. To help take care of
but see, that goes back
but
to
if it's like,
if you do good
but
for me, I'll do good for you.
Right,
that makes
people
sense.
Like to be
no, but, what I, but yeah, but what I was saying, like you said, if you answer a relationship saying, like, all right, we about to make this clear, we're not about to do this, it's just, yeah,
but
it's
it was
just
like, but I didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
but I didn't even have to do that with the chef because for one, it was a crazy situation. But two, that's what he loved to do is cook. That's how he hooked me, was cooking. So now when we live together, I'm not about to start cooking. That was never my thing.
You've already set up the parameters of the relationship. Yes. Like,
they've been established, so now you can't change
it.
Or if you change it, now it don't make sense.
You can't do that, but don't be mad when that nigga get a home cooked meal from another bitch.
Look, that was never my concern. But he could cook. He could cook. This man was cooking catering.
Cool.
And you know what he do? He cooked, because at the time he was cooking in the kitchen, right? Catering meals, using every fucking dish in the house. He'd cook all that food, pack the car up, and leave. You know what I was doing?
Cleaning it up.
150 months pregnant, cleaning his fucking messes. That's what I was doing. He came home to a clean kitchen. You know why? So he could cook again. If he needed to.
And that's good. I'm not saying that's bad.
Like, just because I say this is not my thing, I'm not doing it, and he do it all the time, it doesn't have to be a negative thing.
It's not a negative. I understand. What I said, if you jump in a relationship right now, you meet this guy tomorrow, and y'all state what y'all now in a relationship, all I'm saying is, you're already setting that relationship for
at that point, you're dumb if you try and create a relationship. Because you both stated
that's what your
yes no. Yep. So if you try, you were like fucking idiot for that one. Yeah, exactly. Like, you was dumb.
So, and like I said, so it's still the beginning. You're setting that shit up for failure.
But see,
you have to discuss your deal breakers.
And that's cool. You can't.
Yeah, like I'm not about to be cooking on you. That's what you want. I'm not the one. Let's move on. That's not me. Like, I'm not doing it.
But see, after that point, if a person sets up their parameters saying, I'm not going to cook, and you cook, I'm not cooking, or whatever. Whatever it is, whatever parameters they set up with the other person, if that person says, that's a deal breaker, but stays in a relationship,
you're absolutely right.
That shit is over.
Yeah.
But if they stay in a relationship, they say the parameters, and everybody's cool with it, then... Yeah. It makes no sense but to
work. Honestly, you don't like what that person do.
But see, that means that you chose that. That means that whatever that deal break isn't a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So that's why when you're in a relationship, let's say you're in a relationship and it's these things that you don't do. It's okay to do things you don't normally do because I know this person loves me. So let me do things that I know this person loves. It's okay to do that because when you do it, they're not going to be expecting it. I get it. That's what I'm saying. But if I jump into it, I ain't never doing that shit, blah, blah, blah. You say, all right, never doing this shit, expect it, blah, blah, blah. Either we done right there, or if we go into it, the relationship is still done. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe not. Shit, like, bro. you can't put a definitive on that, because that would be, that's somebody's choice.
He likes his definitive.
I know, I would say this, have fun with it.
I mean, because there are some people that
you have fun can't cook, you don't. Won't cook, and don't know how to feed me. Ain't nothing fun about that shit. I agree about that. I'm highly frustrated and pissed off. I agree about that. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, but see, like, feeding, like, all right, we go get some food. Like, okay. It's food.
But
like, I'm going to eat.
It's bigger than that.
I better eat good, too.
Now, it gets into that other thing. If I'm doing all the things, and the only thing, like, if I'm doing all the things.
Oh, yeah, and it's just like something.
And it's like, you're not doing nothing. Or we're not, like, or she's doing all the things, and I'm not doing nothing. Then, yeah.
Yeah,
that shit, the shit's gonna fall apart. Especially if it started in the beginning and we were all doing the things.
And then it go away.
And then it went away.
I hella agree.
Then yeah, but sometimes in a relationship, you fall in and out of love with each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you start slacking. You gotta rediscover. You gotta readjust.
And then sometimes what you thought you wanted, it ain't really what it turned out to be. And now you don't want it no more. Like,
yeah.
People change.
Like, because I've dated people who didn't really know how to cook for real. Like, they would cook and they'll feed me well, but I got tired of eating at restaurants all the fucking time. I wanted a home cooked meal.
But his ass wasn't really.
I ain't trust his cooking, so now I gotta cook if we gonna eat. But we ain't eat the same shit. And he was super picky and wanted everything cooked the way his mama fucking cooked it. Well, I'm not your fucking mama. This ain't gonna work. Your mama is a fucking chef. Your mama is the best cook in your. your life in the world, and you want to go to his mama, and you going to come to me and think, mama going to
find her son a good girl who can do it. Watch.
Mama sent both of us food. Don't play with me, Mom. We need all of it.
Yeah, yes, I do.
We need all of it.
I'm just being honest from a man's point of view.
I'm not about to keep doing it. I'm not about to keep doing it.
Yeah, I am.
That man also left me because I didn't want to marry him.
That's cool.
He gave me an ultimatum, so let's be clear.
That's cool. I didn't say that. I'm just saying
it was never an issue.
Yeah, I don't think food is a deal breaker. I could see how.
Well, it's not your deal breaker.
It's not my deal breaker. Yeah.
It is clearly. It is. It can be
definitely mine as well.
And
yeah.
Definitely mine.
I can see. Because my thing is like, hangry is a thing. Hook or crook, I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna eat.
Oh, that's dope. I mean, yeah, but like
if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat.
Of course, you're gonna eat.
But here's the thing, now I gotta cook for you too, and you got your come with your own set of preferences, and I already don't want to do this.
I mean, I can understand.
Now that's me, that's Huey, and
Fayo in the book.
Like,
but like I said, I mean, a lot of things. It's all coming back to communication. A lot of things need to be discussed early on, and then that way you ain't wasting it. Either of each other's time. Because I tell chicks like certain shit, like, yo, like I'm not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste mine.
Like,
you
got no cap.
Like,
my cap.
I mean, I did that to her, so we never discussed that, but we were in a long distance relationship.
You don't see the definition.
And when we were together, I did most of the cooking. Unless I wanted him to cook something in particular, I would ask him, and he would do it. Other than that, I used to
go, chicken drumstick.
But it was long distance, so it wasn't like I was doing it every day. But if I had to do that every day, say this, though, I probably wouldn't want
to
do that.
Just not even be funny. This is why I tell people I don't talk. People don't like to hear me. But you know which way this shit's going, and it's going to go? Relationships are not about to be one-on-one no more. Watch.
It's not about to be what?
One-on-one no more. I guarantee.
Monogamous?
Probably. I guarantee you. And it's becoming so
more to a... You know, I'm polyamorous relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I like them.
But you know, then I came over, I got up through some stuff, and I was like, all right, I have to have one person.
I'm just saying, being honest, I feel like it's going to be a thing. I guarantee you by like what?
It's already a thing.
It's a thing now, but I mean, it's going to be the norm, but it's what I'm trying to say. I feel like it's going to be the norm. Watch. Yeah, watch.
I agree.
Watch. You see how these young kids are moving now? They ain't believing shit. They are going their own direction, and they are changing. And I love it because they are fearless. I'm not going to tell.
Who
already doing it?
And I think what it's really about is just being honest about what you want.
It takes the pressure off of one person to be everything.
Which it does. Yeah. And this girl makes this video on Facebook. Black girl, she made this and talking about that shit as well. And a lot of girls are mad at her, but she was being legit. Real. She's like, don't expect this man to marry you, and you know you're not going to provide these sexual needs, like she said, these feedings, like you said. Basically, she was just talking about stuff like that. But she was like,
said feeding.
You know what I mean? Because y'all like to get words like, well, you meant it this way, but still, you know what I mean?
Words mean things.
Yeah, they do. You're right. But either way, the point she was making was right. She's like, and a lot of girls are like that. Like, well, like how you say it. I'm going to let you know I'm not doing XYZ, boom, boom, boom. It's like, all right, so don't expect that man to stick only to you then.
Unless he's
because this is not my words. This is her. You gotta watch. The way she put it is hella good. And it makes sense. And a lot of girls are saying, like, damn, legit, this makes sense. And even she was in a, like, what you call this shit when it's coming out? Yes. I'm telling you, bro, it's going that direction, watch.
I can see it.
Because men are not accepting
this. If I would have been in a polyamorous relationship, it would have been before I had a kid, and it would have been with two men. And because I ain't got time for no other woman to mess with my men. All of these for me to fulfill my needs.
Bye-bye, to
fulfill
your what?
But now that's... But then that...
She almost said something else first. She said to fill my needs. God, hallelujah. Jesus. She even did like,
oh my God.
To fill my needs.
She said, fulfill my needs.
You know what needs I got.
From my Lord.
Hey, wait to my heart, my stomach, okay?
Hey, it's two ways to get to the stomach.
That's what she. I know that for a fact. Did you see? She just said, whichever way you get there.
That's how Huey got here. It's two ways. He was in from both angles, like, oh, all right, then.
It's two ways.
That man had my stomach covered from every angle. Let's be clear. That's the only reason I'm a mama today. Let's be clear.
Look, you didn't kill him.
Let's be clear. He knew the assignment, okay?
But now then, I guess the caveat would be is the nigga gonna want Sherry's chick.
Yeah.
The minute I was involved with didn't mind. They didn't mind. Yeah. I didn't pursue it though. I was just thinking about it. Not talking
now, was
about
it like, a serious relationship?
I wasn't in a committee. I was not in an exclusive relationship with the men when I discussed it. And I asked them how they would feel about
that's
it.
But then, I mean, that makes sense because shit, that's how I be feeling. Like with certain chicks, it's like I will need to hit a certain point to be like, okay, I don't want you to see anybody else. And if you can, and you can ask that of me too. Because right. other than that, agreed. It's like, yo, you can fuck whoever you want. You can go like,
see, like no, I'm not in a relationship. It gotta be part of our triangle. Like, it can't be like, you just, oh, I wanna fuck him.
Oh, I'm cool with it. Like, yeah. if you clean and we go get tested and
that's
but
see, like, when they
start like, doing like, that, like you ain't mine. Like, you can have it. Like,
but this
shit.
The thing, though. Like,
oh, yeah, at that point,
like,
at that point, you ain't mine, though. Yeah, it's like, right.
But
yeah,
I wasn't.
You a hoe at that point?
Even though I wasn't
that's
in a
hoe,
committed
right?
relationship.
Yes, okay.
You belong to the streets.
That is the correct use. Even though it wasn't a committed relationship, it was an exclusive relationship.
Where you were just dating
in the
two
sense
dudes.
That, no. At the time when I was dating, like I was having sex with one. That's what I mean, like exclusive. Having sex with one. The other one, I was not involved at the same time sexually. It wasn't at the same time.
Just talking.
So yeah. So when I'm dating one guy, this one guy that I'm exclusive with, we have an understanding. We discussing me dating somebody else.
Oh
he
yeah,
knows,
I did boyfriend number two. Girlfriend
he knows
number two.
I'm dating
before, yeah.
somebody else. Right. But we're exclusive.
And the other dude knew too?
Boyfriend number
everybody
two.
Knows. I don't know.
And he was just trying to win you from the other dude.
No.
Oh, he wasn't? He was just
because
like...
Because he can't win me from somebody I'm not in a relationship with. If I transition to you, now then that's us. That's
yeah.
it. Like,
but yeah, because when you know the role you're playing, then you kind of got to tell that. Because even when I was doing it, it was with the chick from Africa. It was like, I knew I was boyfriend number two, but I liked it because like, I'm not attached.
Yeah,
you
I
take care of holiday and shit, boom, 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 but whatever.
I wasn't committed.
How far is it? 400 sex? That's us.
Yeah.
It
yep,
was not, I mean, a, I was
you
not
got problems? Come
I was
here, that's us.
Like, it didn't matter. But in discussing it with them, they was just like, they would be cool with it, but I just never went through with it because I was like, I want a committed boyfriend. Like, you are my man, and then I got this other one, you know, who I see as it fits, right? As it works. They like, oh yeah, I can see that. That's cool, but
oh,
it
yeah,
wouldn't
no,
be
I
much different from the situation we're already
serious.
In, except then I'd be involved with both of them sexually because obviously, if that's the case, then everybody had their knees met.
Like once
that
I'm
would
committed
be the only
to you, once I'm committed to you, then I'm committed to you.
Yeah, because if it's like we're committed to this is our triangle, then that's different. But if it's like, all right, it's me and you, but you got this other person on the side. Football is like, if he's something, he can do. But
yeah,
at that
like
point, it's like,
here's
nah.
the thing: most people
wait,
don't
is
have
it?
An issue with that
yeah.
when they want to, like, for
Mom's
example, you want to have your own life and do your own thing. No, like in a polyamorous relationship, most people don't mind.
Serious.
Like one person, for example, I think it was D. Ray Davis was saying he was dating. You know, you just
oh, yeah,
out
yeah,
dating
yeah,
around.
Yeah, like three girls
like,
at once.
He was like, I was dating two women, and then it got to a point where you know we wanted to get serious, but I liked both of them, so I just told both of them,
yeah,
and we worked
yeah.
it out. They was cool. They don't have sex. The girls have sex with each other, but he got two girlfriends.
Yeah,
it works. Everybody gets their knees met. Well, when I saw it, he had
I thought
two.
He had three.
He had two.
No, I always saw he had two. Him
I,
and a, it was a dude. Or you think might be thinking about the old boy in the NBA?
No. Oh,
yeah,
no.
One cat had like three.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of people who have multiple, you know, girlfriends. But the thing is, a lot of people are open to it because think about all the women willing to be side chicks.
Yeah,
Dr. Umar. Side chicks and side dudes. Right? So if you're open and honest with them about it, everybody's
not
going
to
be
cool. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, now your girl know I'm not the side chick. It's cool. Like, we don't got to sneak.
Exactly, but and that's why I said that's why when girls be like the side chick, I never understood like why they be acting like that. Like, look, just be honest, say you know your role. Say, shit, it might be some shit where you're like, all right, well, look, shit, my girl actually want me to involve you. I'm just saying, like, who knows, whatever. So I never understood that. Like, that was always stupid to me.
But
not everybody needs to be exclusive or
yeah,
well, if you don't want to then keep it that way. Don't
yeah, but I don't got the
kids.
Energy now. Like, I don't got the time or the energy or the interest now. I just need one
either.
Husband to do what the fuck he need to do. That's it.
I agree.
Even the word marriage used to give me anxiety. Being at weddings gave me anxiety.
Well, I like this food.
So,
we
like the food.
Yes, it'd be some good. And you like free like wine and shit, free champagne and shit.
When?
I don't think you were there. Remember when Jennifer and Greg got married? Were you there?
No.
I was at their wedding. They went to sign that license, girl. I had a whole
Our
we haven't even been a quarter of the way through the part of the earth that we call the crust.
Yup. Because
we don't know what's under the crust of the earth. But they tell us this shit like
it's molten core and shit. And then your grandma tell you it's hell.
We don't know none of that. We don't know what it is. It is a working theory. This could be possible.
I mean, what does it matter?
Yes.
Yeah,
why? How does that take your life to this point?
If the mole men come up out the ground, I need to know about it.
Because what if...
Because the mole men come up out the ground, I need to know about it.
No.
Okay, wait. Look, don't lie.
Well, some of us are.
Oh my gosh!
Shut up!
But don't lie. Wouldn't you like to know before you died that you actually saw a fucking alien? Like, if you knew.
We think we see aliens all the time.
Yeah, they in here. But you don't know when you see them.
What's amazing?
Exactly, exactly. You're right. You don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
That they're aliens?
Some people do know when they see aliens or otherworldly spirits.
I don't want to see that shit.
I want to see that shit no more. Fucking shape shifting energy.
It's energy.
And then I'm like, oh, I saw that shit.
But see, if you
never believe it, if somebody told you it was the truth. But exactly. But what if you saw it?
Then at least I know. That's what I say. I know. If you're the unknown.
What I'm saying is,
so now I'm like, damn, I saw that shit.
Are not gonna believe someone else when they say it. But what if you? But when you try to tell people about this,
I wouldn't. I already know it's gonna sound stupid. I wouldn't.
I mean,
somebody's trying to enlighten you and be like, yo, this is real. And
they
like,
probably, but still,
because what is an alien anyway?
It's somebody from not from here.
Not from where?
People from another country. That dude over there is an alien. If he walks in my house. Yep. But that's so, legit.
That's
what I
said, extraterrestrial.
Okay, so extraterrestrial is what you're talking about. So like, not
hey, hey you if you see an extraterrestrial, they're going to kill you.
Yeah, I know.
So you're not going to tell nobody anyway. You're not going to tell nobody. And you're like, oh,
but that's
going to
be crazy. No,
damn, I met
about the whole earth thing, like about us not knowing what's down there, I feel like is how information is presented to us as fact when it's not really fact. We don't know what's down there. And it'd be just as easy to explain to a second grader that this is a working theory. We're not sure because we really don't know what's down there. Then to tell them, learn this.
But why would a white man make you think that, make you believe that he don't know every fucking thing?
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
You can't master your slaves if you don't know every fucking thing.
But that you have to be all knowing. You have to be your slave's God.
That's the whole Bible thing. But anyway,
That's the Bible.
Part of it that was mind blowing to me is like, then why don't we educate children? Like, okay, here is the word.
True information.
Yes, this is not fact.
We're the same ones that don't talk about slavery. They don't teach slavery. But this is what I'm saying, misinforming your white kids. Because when you think about the elitists or the 1%, the people who actually run all of this shit, they have their own working definition and system and everything. Exactly. And what you need to do to control the people, to keep the people in line, is to control their minds, their spirits, and everything. Right. So if we know everything they know, what's to separate us?
But see, that's what's happening.
That's why it's getting dangerous. Look how many black people are
exactly. Why do you think they're trying to depopulate? Why do you think they're trying to kill us off? Because we are waking up who we really are. Why you saying? We are the more powerful.
Becoming black.
Why you think they're trying to change Facebook into the metaverse? It's the same reason why they're trying to change Facebook into the metaverse.
People are getting smart and strong, dog.
We're not getting. We're waking up to who we are. That's the problem.
We're getting there.
I don't know. I don't care.
And I see it. I ain't no cap. I see it, bro. Black people. If they don't kill us off, I think black people about to go crazy. Not like crazy.
But wake the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think black people about to take over.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
I think it's spiritually awakening. That's the problem, is melanin people are too passive in the sense of sharing the information and wanting us
off. That's a condition.
And that's the problem.
Yep. That's a condition.
But that's always... That's why I put us in slavery, is because we were always with sharing. That's part of... our DNA.
Because we're not individualistic, we're more egalitarian.
Exactly.
Hate this, let me tell you. All right, boom. We saw how Vine came. Like, it was going crazy. We got so many new actors, so many new YouTubers for Vine, bro. Mm-hmm. It went away. TikTok came. TikTok is so freaking huge right now. Before it got huge, they used to reach out to me. They reached out to Christine. Mm-hmm. Try to get people to do, like, little promos. And boom, 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 boom. Black people start going crazy, blowing up overnight for months. They started betting that black people left and right. Got to the point, mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, black people started trying to boycott it. Mm-hmm. But TikTok is so big and so strong that you can't freaking stop it.
Mm-hmm.
They start kicking off. Shit. I'm not a cap. They strong. I'm not a cap.
I mean,
they kicking black people off left and right for no reasons, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna cap.
They shadow banning everything. Not
but,
the TikTok.
But because when black people on there, bro, I ain't a cap. We'd be funny. We would just be natural, just doing stuff. And white kids be loving us, bro. When you look at our demographic, bro, I'm telling you.
Because too many of us have the potential to reach that level of stardom, like the.
And
the
a lot of black kids now are getting in touch with technology. A lot of black kids are watching and looking up to people like influencers. Because a lot of black people are getting in touch with having things like iPads and phones and shit now. Mm. So as I'm telling you.
Crayon apple.
I don't know. I'm scared. I ain't gonna cut. I feel like some shit gonna happen. Because look at my eyes.
It's
not
gonna be scared.
Look how many black
people get rich. But it's the age.
Look how many black people get rich and change their mentality and build their wealth for their family. And think about the beard. Yeah, exactly. But I'm telling you.
So what you scared of?
Yeah.
But you ain't scared. Look how strong. You don't fucking get strong.
What am I afraid of?
I know, but what are you scared of? I'm black.
I love it. But yeah, I'm scared for what? You know I'm scared.
What? They can kill Zonda? They've been doing it.
I know, but I feel like he's about to get to it. I feel like he's about to get to a point where
here's the thing.
It can't get no worse unless they start coming in Gestapo style and just executing people in their homes.
I mean, they would do that.
They could try. They will do that. They won't do it.
The reason why.
That's what the thing is when they being brutalized in the street by police officers. Man. That's exactly the same thing.
It's not the same. The reason why? Because we only taking out a few. We want to keep the rest of you in line. So we're going to always take out a few. But we're never going to take all of you out. Why? Because that makes our classes all one thing. We're not going to do that.
That's not the case.
You got to have the lower. And they still want to have melanin people underneath their white
people. Yes, but melanin people and black people are two different things. Melanated people and black people are two different things. They will wipe us completely the fuck out because one, we're waking up to our true powers. We are the gods and goddesses of all of this shit.
It's still more black people on this planet than white.
Wait, let me finish. We are the gods. We have the powers that they want to embody, that they are trying to harness, which they have been through all types of, you know, the stem cells and all of that bullshit they've been doing. They have been able to recreate melanin in other people so that they can survive. Obviously, their only agenda is harvesting organs.
Talk that shit.
You know they can kidnap everything.
You know what?
But when they do, they're gonna try to take me before I go. They already created melanin. So they don't need us no more. They about to wipe us the fuck out. All these other mixed babies, these Hispanics, which they claim is white anyway, Asians, that's enough of them. That's their class system. They don't need blacks to have a class system. They don't need us once they've already harnessed what makes us us. They can do away with us.
Talk to your partner.
It doesn't matter for their agenda. Hold on, wait, can I just talk to your partner?
I don't know what you told me.
Bro, I'd be trying to get, like, bro, just get, like, pepper spray, taser.
When she go get her hair twisted, it ain't that safe, bro. She be out late, especially my kids.
That's why I don't want to see, like, I'm like. Fuck that at night. I'm not going to DoorDash. It don't matter. Hood or not, these motherfuckers don't care.
Bro, I guess because I'm comfortable.
In Flint, it just happened. When a black girl just came on missing. This shit gets so fucking common to me. And it's to the point now when these motherfuckers be out because they really get caught, they ain't gonna do shit. They technically didn't do nothing. They be out the next day. Bro, these motherfuckers are not caring. People are still doing it right. This black dude just sold his own girlfriend to sex trafficking. Luckily, this nigga got caught and they rescued her. This shit is so crazy. I'm just one of the people that's like clingy shit. It's just like, I'd be worried. So I'm like, you pull up, let me call me. I'm gonna come out and I'm helping you bring kids in. I don't care if you're by yourself. When you leave, I watch you. Even when you're at work, everyone, I'm right here. Everyone, I'm watching. I don't miss a morning. I'm there because I'm telling you, this shit happened, dog.
Yeah. Shit, oh boy. Yeah.
But I feel like Selena live in a world where it's like, this shit don't happen. So I'm like,
no, it's not that. It's just she can't live in fear.
She can't. But she can still protect herself. Yeah, exactly.
Just
and
like having a gun in your house. You ain't afraid somebody gonna come in, but just in case they do.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But if that's not part of her, that makes her comfortable living life. Just living, I get that. But if it's not for her, it's not for her.
You're right. So you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the truth, because when it comes down to, one of my exes, I remember at first she was like super scared of guns. But she knew I fucked with guns. So then I ended up taking her to the range. She had a little accident, made her more scared. But then we kept talking about it. And then I ended up getting her. Eventually, she came around to it. She got comfortable. I ended up getting her a gun. Then she was like, she didn't want to carry you. She had a CPL. Then she was in an uncomfortable situation. Her and her girl was doing the event down the casino. They leaving. They going through the parking garage. She was like, three big-ass niggas started following her. She was like, they was around your, like my size. And like she was a tall, slim girl. And her girl was like, maybe about your height. But they both petite women. And then after that, she was like, I've never been that scared in my life because there are no cameras, there's no security. Them niggas could took both of us and they would have fucking been going. After that, she kept the banger on her. Then she went to do grad school up at Eastern. And she was like, just saying, like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, about what? She like showed me text message alerts like, okay, there was an attempted abduction over here, this parking lot. Be careful when you go over here because there was like an attempted rape. There was like an assault. And then she was like, well, I got a gun, but I don't feel comfortable. I'm on college campus. I can't carry it. I said, well, I'd rather get caught with it than without it.
Not man, fact.
So she started packing. And she was, after that, she was just like, it took a couple of situations, but at the same time, she had to be comfortable with it because that's the
worst thing. You had to think about that situation she was in. But
you got to be ready to use it.
Yeah, you've got to be ready to use it. And you can't force.
Because if you got a gun and you're scary, I take the gun from you. Now I got a gun and I got your ass. Now what you're going to do.
Yeah,
you
got
to be prepared to do it.
Just because I have a gun on me, if I'm not trained.
If you fight for your life, you might.
No, if I'm not trained to use it, I'm not going to use it. You know what really fucked me up? And I've never.
What really fucked me up is I was in a situation where I had to shoot and kill another black person. Especially if it was a child, like a young young boy trying to rob you. That would really fuck me up.
Yeah, boy, I agree.
Not that I wouldn't do it. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in a situation. But just the fact, like, if I had to protect myself that way,
that's what
I would go home and be like, fuck.
But with you, when you have a gun, that's the main thing you need to think about. You have to be okay with killing somebody.
I would be remorseful, but I'd be comfortable killing somebody.
I wouldn't be comfortable killing somebody. I'd be comfortable protecting myself, I feel. Yeah. But I've never had to do that. I don't know.
That's the word.
Protect myself with lethal force.
I don't live in the same fear space as he does. Mm-hmm. He watches scary movies. He listening to 911 calls. Like he floods his life with some darkness. Like and then he gets projected back onto me where I'm in the city I grew up in. I'm 3 miles away from the house that I grew up on. I'm not fearful of this place. I know it's Detroit, but my Detroit experience was not you, or even your Detroit experience. So when I walk through this city or when I walk through this area, I feel comfortable enough to do that. Even in the, like,
but you still gotta be realistic though, because you don't know these people. You're comfortable, but you don't know these people that are around.
You're right.
Anybody could come from another neighborhood or your neighborhood. So what don't know you.
I mean, and that's what, okay, so what changes it was, would you feel the same way if she was in Arizona?
Hell yeah.
Arizona might be worse.
Hey, look, watch this. I'm about to fuck you up. Hold on, I'm about to fuck you up more. I feel it even worse in the burbs. Man, them white people can't stop playing with me.
They don't want to talk about all these fucking organs.
Exactly.
Like, you look at I don't trust nobody.
Here's where I'm going to call your bluff on that.
Shit.
She looked at that lady who went to the parents' adult sleepover. the black lady.
Oh, yeah, and while the white teeth. I don't fuck with
you. You look at that black boy that got killed in school and wrapped his body up in a wrestling
mat. Exactly.
It's all types of crazy stuff that happens.
That one little girl who was in the casino or something for a party, a hotel, the baby got the hotel, disappeared off the camera.
She went into the deep freezer.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
So, Kanika?
Yeah.
The Chicago girl. Hell yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous out here.
I'm going to call your bluff only because when we was in Texas, I would go out running around your sister's neighborhood, and I felt like that didn't bother you in that neighborhood. But if I was to tell you I'm about to go...
But did I not tell you to take Tim pepper spray?
When I was
running? Yep. Remember I told you and Tim had a pepper spray there? Remember I told you saying you was like,
I'll be okay.
And you went running. Her pepper spray was right there in the
drawer. I can't lie. I
told
no
you.
Weapons.
I said, you want to take Tim pepper spray? You didn't want to. You went out.
Honestly, I get it. Like, because I don't have weapons.
My pepper spray
probably.
No, it was a bad one. Yeah, it was kind of weird with the design.
My pepper spray is still in the container. Oh, it's in my car. It's still in there. You know them plastic you gotta cut open because they so hard. You know what I'm talking about? Mine's still in that fucking plastic.
You want to know what's in my car?
I think in my car.
Yo, well, I got a blade, a bandage kit, a knife. Wait, your car? I thought I lost it. No, it's still down there. I was about to know what you were thinking. I mean, I got stuff, but it don't be on me.
But see, I feel like I do want a gun that I actually want to take that gun to the range, and I want both of us to learn how to
use it. Y'all should.
But the thing, because I understand, like sometimes I think the weirdest like thought, the only time I've ever really been like, that TV need to be turned on, by the way. But the only time I've really had like thoughts of fear is when.
Hold on, real quick. Okay, Google. Volume 30% on kids' room.
Or something to shoot up the Walmart. Man. And the I think it was me, Cass, my mom, and some other little kids, three little kids. And I was like, we were standing there, and I was like, if somebody come through that door cutting up, how can I get me and these kids?
Did you see Sicario too? Sicario too?
No.
At the beginning, like the dude comes into the grocery store, they come in with bombs strapped to their chest. It just start blowing up, and then it's like this one lady and her little girl, they about to run out the door. And then my man start like saying his prayer in Arabic, and like she's like right at the door. Damn. She turned around the wrong one way, and then she turned back around because she heard a bum over there. And when she turned back around, like my man was at the door, and like she's like pleading for her life, and stop, yeah.
And some stuff I feel like there's a million things that could go wrong on a daily basis. Yep, when I step in my door, and if I sit and think about every last one of them, I'm never going to step out of my door. So you got to put that shit to your house, too. Yeah, and then I feel like I don't
I watched Final Destination.
I don't like
the negative energy talk, dude.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I don't have that same negative energy, which is your problem with me sometimes, is because I can move through life and feel like I don't need that same protection or like you feel like I'm being careless, where to me I'm comfortable where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But like I've gotten on planes by myself and traveled to countries by myself and stayed with strangers and got to know them, and I love them and they still love me, and I've moved to a whole new state by myself.
But you gotta also consider,
so I feel like if I'm gonna go get my hair done on Great Mountain Greenfield, like I'm fine.
At night, I know you feel
but
that
you
way.
Also have to consider that we are and can be protected beyond the physical 3D realm. You don't necessarily have to have a gun to be protected. I am very clear and aware that I am well surrounded and protected at all times by multiple spirits.
I ain't lying.
So if some shit about to pop off and I don't got no gun, I'm good. But I'm not walking into no liquor store on 6 miles, 7 miles.
See, that's
east side.
Yeah,
I'm not
I don't put myself
but
in stupid
I'm not walking into the Family Dollar over here on Green.
I went there once and I saw that name going on the
mall. Yeah. So, I mean, like, so I'm mindful. Right. Yeah, I'm mindful of that. I'm not about to be out here putting myself in those situations. Like, this is my hood. No, ain't none of these fucking hoods.
Yep, I agree.
You can get God anywhere you go.
Right.
But, 100%. So, if I gotta do it, I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go somewhere that's well lit. Somewhere it might be a lot of people.
Right.
I'm not gonna go somewhere by myself. I'm not, you know, if I can just wait until it's daylight. If I can wait until
I'm
done.
Or I talk to somebody on the phone while I'm doing
this. I like that.
Or I share.
Yeah,
I like that.
I share my location with him all the freaking time.
Yeah. No, that time you need, I made you.
No, I shared my location with you before.
But you didn't know. You didn't like, share. Actually, you sent, like, when I was trying to go somewhere, you sent.
She's like, actually, it's still shared.
But it is. But the other day. Let me show you this.
Yeah, you just did it. When
no,
you
no,
went
no. To this been, the other day. No, this has been.
So, wait, make sure you turn it off when you go with your host. You don't want him popping up on you and your host.
You better bring them here.
She would be so
first of all, she can have her fun.
She can. Just bring them here. We can have fun.
Because they'd be like,
it'd be a dude.
It'd be dude.
They'd be like, Selena the Wins or teacher hours.
Her hoes would be
dude. Planning hour. They'd be like, Selena
Wins. Does my sister peg you? What are we talking about?
Into the desk.
I mean, I do got an unusually planning hour.
Right. See, he did. He wasn't answering.
Wait,
me.
What happened? What happened?
You heard what I said, either?
No. No, because she said, she gonna bring the hoes. You know, she got the hoes. And then you said, bring them here. And I said, but they probably gonna be men. And then you said they got bitches. And I said, they probably don't. She probably, if she's got hoes, they're probably dudes. And then he's like, it's whatever. And then and then I was like, does she peg you? Yeah. But wait, you stopped paying attention to me and started responding to her and said, mm-hmm. And that's why Keila got up.
So wait, y'all had an imaginary conversation and using my
I was literally phone. Talking to you.
I did not know.
You were making responses to her.
Yeah, I was talking to me. That's why I don't know what y'all was talking about.
No, it says that. Like, it says that I did.